I'm joined now by RNZ business reporter Emma Hatton. Kia ora, Emma. Now there's an improvement in business confidence.
Tēnā koe, Mani. Business confidence, it remains deeply pessimistic, but it is improving amid signs that the economy may recover from the pandemic quicker than expected. The Institute of Economic Research's quarterly survey of business opinion shows a net 40% of firms expect conditions to get worse over the near term. That's against 63% in the previous survey. But the number of firms which have had a lift in trading in the past quarter was marginally positive, rising to the highest level in 2 years, while a net 16% expected to be hiring staff. The Institute's principal economist Christina Leong says with the lifting of COVID restrictions, business mood, activity and outlook have all improved.
What we're seeing is confidence improving as demand picks up. And sentiment is particularly positive in the building sector, and that reflects the pipeline of construction work increasing across all areas of residential, commercial and government work. Firms are also feeling more positive about expansion, and that's particularly when it comes to hiring. And what we're seeing is signs of skilled labour shortages once again starting to emerge. Profitability also shows signs of turning around as firms are feeling more able to pass on rising costs by increasing prices. Overall, these results point to a V-shaped recovery as the New Zealand economy responds to unprecedented amount of stimulus measures implemented by the government and the Reserve Bank. We do expect that as there's more certainty over the outlook, then businesses will continue to plan for expansion ahead by hiring and investing.
That's the principal economist at the Institute of Economic Research, Christina Leong. The rural services company PGG Wrightson has lifted its profit expectations and plans to resume paying dividends. The company has issued tentative guidance for the current financial year and expects operating earnings of about $52 million. That's up 30% on last year's result. Excluding one-off accounting charges, the earnings would be about $30 million, a 15% increase. The chair, Roger Finlay, says the first quarter has seen strong demand for rural and horticultural supplies and a recent uptick in buyer interest for lifestyle and rural properties. He says the board wants to resume regular dividends, although a decision will not be made until the release of its half-year results in February. One of the world's largest investment managers has been hired to simplify a KiwiSaver scheme and create stronger returns. AMP Wealth Management has taken on BlackRock Investment Management as it moves to a passive investment approach and a greater focus on sustainable stocks. The scheme's acting chief executive, Jeff Rusko, says existing clients won't need to do anything, but the changes will see them better off.
Our investment approach will be more passive-oriented and really importantly will have sustainable investment at its core, focused on delivering investments that manage the impacts of climate change, which the market and our clients have been giving us feedback on. So overall, this change is designed to deliver better value for money for our clients into the future. So when you look at fees, returns, they are big factors in terms of the investment management approach, which we believe BlackRock will give us a better outcome in that space.
That's AMP Wealth Management's acting chief executive, Jeff Rusko. The incoming government is being advised to delay any changes to industrial relations as small businesses deal with economic uncertainty brought on by the pandemic. Labour has promised to double annual sick leave, lift the minimum wage, introduce fair pay agreements, and impose new requirements to ensure pay equity. The head of the human resources platform MyHR, Jason Enor, says most businesses support the proposals in principle, but expects complex legislation and compliance costs will disproportionately affect small businesses. He says fair pay agreements, which would create industry-wide entitlements, will create unnecessary headaches for businesses.
I think pay equity and fair pay as principles are sound, and New Zealand businesses, we need to be really on board with that stuff. But it's the structure of these things called fair pay agreements that I think will add a layer of compliance and administration, and I really open the door for dispute if you don't get it right. If you miss the bit on page 37 of the fair pay agreement that says you need to provide a 75 cents a month boots allowance for somebody who works in a particular industry there, this is the level of detail that these things can go into. They're quite complex. I would be more in favour of seeing a retention of the way we operate. And if that means pushing the minimum wage further as the economy grows, that's okay. But allow then employees to spend the money that they've got. how they want to.
And that's the Chief Executive of MyHR, Jason Enor. Let's get an update on the markets now. We're joined by Ed Glennie of Hobson Wealth Partners. Good afternoon to you, Ed. What's happening out in the local market?
Afternoon, Emma. The market's up 12 points as of now. So currently that's a little bit of movement, currently 12,399. Some of the big movers on the day. On the upside, we've got Restaurant Brands, which is up 2%, currently at $12.20. Ryman Healthcare is at $14.76, also up a little shy of 2%. Oceania, the other retirement operator, is at $1.40. And then we have Infratil trading at $5.41, up 9 cents, ahead of its Investor Day tomorrow.
And what about across the ditch? What's happening in Australia?
A little weaker on the open there this morning. Emma, currently down 19 points. So the ASX 200 is currently 6,211, which is down about a third of a percent. Some of the movers you're seeing considerably stronger in the buy now, pay later space. So Afterpay is almost, has literally just hit $100, so up 2.5%, and Zip is up 3%, so currently at $7.38. And CSL is a little weaker, off $1.39 and currently $302.74.
And what's happening in the currency markets?
The New Zealand dollar is currently buying 0.934 against the Australian dollar, little shy of 66 cents against the US dollar, so 65.94. Buying 69.53 Japanese yen, 0.5092 British pence, and against the euro, 0.5603.
And just to finish up there, Ed, interest rates, oil and gold, please.
So 3-month bank bills are currently at 0.3% exactly. 10-year government bonds are currently 0.5780%. West Texas Intermediate is at $40.64 US dollars a barrel, and spot gold is a little over $1,900 an ounce, 1902.4.
That's lovely. Thank you very much, Ed Glennie there of Hobson Wealth Partners, with that update for us at midday. And that's business news for now. Marnie, the team, of course, will be back just after the 5:30 news in Checkpoint with an update. But for now, back to you.